This is part two of the Super Soldier Service, where Tony Stark Refat gives a simple introduction to Super Soldier technology. Now, the Super Soldier is supposed to be genetically engineered in a laboratory in order to put in genes for super strength, super reflexes, and increased intelligence, mental resilience, and of course, the homicidal ability to kill without compunction, because the military have found that only 5% of humans can kill on demand, and the other 95% find it difficult to kill people. That's why the armed forces training in the West is all about brainwashing using MK Ultra techniques to get the other 95% into the mind-controlled being of a killer. This, of course, invariably leads to madness. So we see the majority of US military personnel have mental health problems, and some of them are so extreme that they have to have psychiatric help and psychiatric drugs. While the 5% who like killing and kill with ease don't suffer this problem and become CIA contractors and continue killing as long as people pay them. So one can see the super soldier problem is an immense problem for every country. The Chinese were stating that their 2 million soldiers are not fit for war because they become too soft. And one can see the two superpowers, the only two superpowers, China and America, have problems with their military personnel. The Americans are going nuts and crazy, and the Chinese soldiers are too soft, not fit for purpose, according to the newspaper reports, and will have to be trained up. Now, of course, with super soldier technology taken from a more advanced point of view, we don't go into genetically engineering test tube babies to have a production line of super soldiers, which of course you can do, as well as using my technology. So you can use my technology on genetically engineered super soldiers, super killers. But of course, I look at the human as a physical energy field, and rather than taking the biological approach, take the physics and maths approach, which is to see humans as a energy field, a quantum state function, which we can add or delete from. Now, all humans are manifested along the real number axis on the Argand diagram, which goes from north to south. They start at one, which is fit and healthy, and their whole life path is moving from the north to the south, from being fit and young to old gits or hags. And there was a newspaper report in the Times that a large number of 30-year-olds have life-changing health problems, which goes up with time. So one can see that the majority, one-fifth of them, I think, had significant health problems. Now, of course, if you look at humans as an energy field, and you see we're going from 1 to minus 1, the minus 1 cancels the 1 to give us 0, which is death, which can be thought simply as a mathematical transformation, or in this case, more accurately, a translation, moving down the central axis. If one can move to the horizontal axis, which is the west-east, then we get into being able to use complex number space to add to our physical bodies, and hell space, which is the minus I space, the realm of the Jew, the Bohu Tohu, the excrement of the earth, to delete from our real number bodies. The shamans of old call this moving the energy body from one force to the other force, which is at right angles to it. Now, to do this, of course, requires an immense amount of energy to move from the north to the west. Therefore, of course, I've been doing a whole set of operations on the Rothschild archetype, which is the upline for every single thing that happens in the west. The entire West is only run for the Rothschilds. It's a total dictatorship run by this one family, which has its offshoots, the Bronfmans in Canada, the Rockefellers in America, the Oppenheimers in South Africa, and the De Rothschilds in France, mining them to steal all of their complex number energy, which can then be put into the Rothschild crystal. So the Rothschild crystal has been built by the operations I've done on my videos with the Celestial Paladin Gridkeeper, where the entire archetype of the Rothschilds has been consumed, downloaded into a psychotronic generator which stores complex number energy, and a hellspace archetype from minus I has replaced the archetype of the Rothschilds. So now the entire West uplines to a hell state, which of course builds the psychic warfare meat grinder. There's a picture of that on the website, and also on my Instagram account, Tim Tony Stark Refat, which is being constructed as we speak, where we've inverted the Illuminati pyramid with the eye of the Rothschilds, now the Omega Hell archetype of the damned, with a new archetype which I built on video, so that we'd have the 100 observers observing it, and of course the 100 nations building their psychic warfare programs to emulate this technology. Because remember, control of the Rothschilds means you control the West. Since everything in the West is done for the Rothschilds, you simply control the Rothschilds, and the West is your bitch. Easy. Now, I came back from Vietnam. In Vietnam, I simply uploaded all the evil filth that the Americans and French scum had left there, which I then injected into the Americans and the French, culminating in the super bomb, hell bomb of the World Cup, which of course then guarantees that the psychic warfare programs of the West designed to combat me are all turned into hell bomb dog shit to destroy anyone they try and protect. So they're finished. And the British, of course, I added to with Singapore and Hong Kong. So not only do they lose all of their conquests, but they get tortured to death in the slave camps as the Japanese tortured the British soldiers after the fall of Singapore. This means that I want the West to start massive psychic warfare defense programs, because the more they try to defend the Rothschilds and the West, the more they destroy it. That's why the Vietnamese energy and the Singaporean energy and the Hong Kong energy was vital to be injected into all of the Western filth using the super bomb of the World Cup. And also poisoning the Israelis, so the more the Israelis try to practice psychic warfare, the more they destroy the British, the UK, and everything British. And since the British are part of NATO, it then destroys the Europeans and the Americans via NATO. So you can see how wonderful this technology is. Now, the super soldier changes his alignment from vertical to horizontal. Now, the assemblage point is on the right shoulder blade, the death spot on the left shoulder blade. The assemblage point can be thought of as the north position, one, and the death spot on the left shoulder blade can be thought of as minus one, the south position. So we see that there's a fundamental misalignment between the cardinal points and the assemblage point and death spot. Therefore, by simple logic, moving the assemblage point from the right shoulder blade to the center line between the shoulders and dropping the other line downwards into the ground, giving you the minus I point at the feet, gives you the new alignment where the death spot is simply dumped into the ground, into the ley line system, and the assemblage point moved from the right shoulder blade to the center line. Now we know that moving from north to west requires enormous amounts of energy. So that's why I came back from the Far East to mine the Rothschilds, to make the Rothschild crystal. And remember, since I'm five-dimensional, I can make the Rothschild crystal before I actually did the mining of the Rothschild filth. So the Rothschild crystal is at the core of the super soldier service. What we're doing is bleeding the West dry, getting the West to become hellized, as every Western institution is plunged down into hell, where the Rothschild new archetype now resides. That Rothschild energy, which controls the Catholic Church, business, money, dollar, euro, pound, sterling, all the Fortune 500 companies controlled by the Rothschilds. It goes on and on and on and on. Read David Icke's books to get a complete picture of what the Rothschilds own, and the Council of 300, and the Bilderbergers, and all the other filth, all of whom now have been sucked into hell by the Rothschild filth. So the Rothschild crystal gives you the energy to turn the West into hell, and in the process change your assemblage point alignment from the right shoulder blade to the center line, moving the death spot from the left shoulder blade into the ground. So we see Madonna in Portugal, who has been exiled to the south of the UK after Tony Stark Refat destroyed her at the Music Awards when she tried her big Luciferic ritual to pull all the power out from Katy Perry with a 30-foot-long cape, is in the position on the earth of the death spot for super soldiers. And Madonna, of course, can be seen as the perfect Wicker Woman, the woman who suffers for all the sins of the transhuman male, Tony Stark Refat. As you can see, Madonna was the female with the energy to become the first transhuman woman, dominated music as the queen of music for decades, killing her rival Whitney Houston and Whitney Houston's daughter using psychic warfare, and was the high priestess of the British royal family until, of course, she was consumed, damned by Tony Stark Refat in his guise as High King of the Illuminati. Now, with the death spot in the Super Soldier program, the Rothschild crystal is activated to move your assemblage point permanently to between your shoulder blades. This was the position that the magus Colin Bloy, my teacher, found was the correct position for humans, and the death spot, which contains the malign filth entity that kills you, is then downloaded into the ground, into a double dragon spiral. The spiral of, well, the double ram's horn of love. So we inject death, your death, into the earth energy system using the ram's horn of your parents. Remember, your parents were in love, or at least wanted to fuck each other, unless you're a rape victim, and in that case daddy wanted to fuck your mother and was in love with raping her. And then we go to the other end, where we've got daddy and mummy totally in love with each other and producing you, which of course gives you the double ram's horn of love. And even with the rape victim, we've got the ram's horn of loving, brutalizing females and making them look like shit, and empowering yourself by raping women, which is what all those sickos love. So in the ram's horn, you've got destruction, the negative spiral, and the other one, which is the anti-good. Now, since your parents are going to grow old and die, you might as well download your death into the earth using their death. So the total download of your death, getting rid of your death by super soldier technology, can only happen when your parents are both dead. This is a problem to younger people But of course, since my technology is self-similar, I can do it for you, because both of my parents are dead. One was anti-gooded, the other one destroyed using this technology, and my death, of course, then downloaded into the Earth energies. Then, of course, all you need to do is to get an iron rod, hammer it into the ground to block the Earth energy and trap death in the Earth energy grid. Now, of course, since Colin Bloy was using me as his scapegoat, and Karma Goat, where all of his negative karma was downloaded into me, he got into a zero-sum game. So I could then, of course, use Colin Bloy as the mechanism for downloading my own death into the Earth energy system. So when he died in 2003, the West Pier was burnt down, so the West Pier can be thought of as the iron rods buried in the ground, consumed with fire, the Wicker Man, to get the download of death. Not only you download the death into the Earth energy system, but you download your death into fire and make death the Wicker Man. So that's the perfect torment. So now my death is burning forever. Trapped in the burning state in the container of Colin Bloy, his car. And of course you can then transfer that virus system to the Eagle. So as his awareness is carted off to the Eagle, that virus system goes into the Eagle to destroy the Eagle. So as you can see, the big ritual in 2003 destroyed my death, made death the Wicker Man, and then Ebolarized the Eagle, or the Elohim, or gods, or whatever else you want to call that shit. Then, of course, we start downloading that into all iron rods, because we don't want the British filth pulling up the West Pier. So you download it into the Palace Pier. You download it into every building that you tap and poison with your right hand. Hence, trapping in multiple ways with the same system, so the British filth can't even demolish the West Pier and pull the rods out, and the Palace Pier, they'd have to demolish every building with its steel innards, which I've ever gone near or ever poisoned remotely, like the Empire State Building, or the Pentagon, or the White House, or Fort Meade, or the CIA headquarters in Maryland, etc., etc., or Norwood, or NATO headquarters. All of this technology, one can see, is simple. You're simply moving the assemblage point and death spot by 90 degrees. Now the death spot moves from minus one to minus I, which of course requires energy. So as you can see, mining the Rothschilds and getting the Rothschilds to pay the price for me becoming a super soldier is carried out by getting the Rothschilds saying that they crush me like a flea and my ramblings would have no effect on reality. So one can see that if the military want to replicate this process. They've got a huge problem because they can't move assemblage points, they can't see assemblage points, they haven't got energy to move assemblage points, let alone the death spot, so they're all fucked. Hence, you have to come to me to super soldier your personnel. Now, once you've got the assemblage point between the shoulder blades and the death spot trapped in the ground and the grid system, you can then use your own death to poison the earth energies of the country into which you've downloaded your death. And in my case, it was the UK. So one could see the UK falling to pieces, Theresa May fucked, Brexit causing the demise of the Tory party, the demise of the pound, etc. And of course, I also did the same technology on my father and mother, giving the death touch to my father in the earth energy system of the Canary Islands. Hence, the more the British filth try to kill me, the more it's downloaded into the Canary Islands, dropping Cumbra Vieja, which will be dropping in the near future, to turn the West into Mad Maxville, having it burning from end to end. And as one can see, any enemy that you kill can be used to download your own death again and again and again into the Earth energy system. So killing Annabelle Rothschild in London downloads it into London. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Amy Winehouse, Robin Williams, the list goes on. All of the multiple murders by multiple madmen, all the glorious right-wing patriots around the planet, has simply downloaded my death again and again and again into the Earth energy system of whatever country I've targeted with murder and death, poisoning their ley line system for destruction. So one can see super soldier technology. You can use your own death to poison the Earth energy system of the target country. And since you get rid of your death in the first procedure, which is way back in 1989, when my father ran out into the road and got blasted 20 feet up into the air by a car speeding along at 60 miles an hour, allowing me to poison the Canary Island ley line system to drop Cumbra Vieja to produce Chugworld, which is coming very soon, if you're a Western filth, to a town near you, with the resultant radiation and race war. This super soldier technology, as you can see, allows you to use the ley line system as the ultimate strategic weapon system. And once, of course, you've killed 100 cunts, you've then got the 100th monkey, so that this weapon system becomes indigenous within the population. Once you've killed 10,000, you can then do the deletion from the human race on the countries you've worked on, so that only your negative evil can happen in those countries. So we know that the entire West now has been fully processed. Remember, the Great Lord Beast, who is another aspect of me, used downloading his own death into the ley line system to produce the Fukushima event, which killed all the filthy Japanese vermin a good 10,000 of the little slant-eyed Japanese beasts that ravaged glorious China, turning Japan into a hell zone of radiation and pumping huge amounts of strontium-90, one of the most toxic radionucleotides, with a glorious cobalt-60 in physics into the Pacific Ocean. Now, what's the use of having an assemblage point between your shoulder blades and a death spot no longer in your body, but buried in the earth energy system of whatever country you wanted to poison? Well, it means then that your physical body can be deleted by minus I to the I from the hell space, which is the despot. The earth energy system then deletes your original physical real number manifestation, and the complex number west position, the assemblage point, then uses I to the I to manifest you. So you're no longer manifest as the genetic baby that grows old and dies. You're manifest from sea space. So whatever you've designed for yourself in sea space becomes you, as long as you have the enormous amount of energy to get into sea space and then build things in sea space. And luckily, thanks to the Rothschilds, who have been totally mined by my technology, I have the entire West, which I have strip mined down to the bare earth beneath the mother lode for building a sea space version of myself, which is based upon Dr. Manhattan in the DC Watchmen comics, written by Moore. I recommend everyone to watch the Watchmen film. Best superhero movie ever made. This means, therefore, that instead of dying, going mad, or being physically destroyed by the decades of British microwaving and poisoning, I'm fit as a fiddle, because my real number body has been slowly destroyed from hell space, from the death spot buried in the earth energy system, and the complex number archetype that I have created for myself has slowly been converting me to a transhuman being. Now, even better than this is that if the British filth attempt an assassination, it doesn't matter, because that simply then pushes my awareness from the real number vessel into my true sea space body, getting rid of all of the human attachments to the physical energy body as flesh, and forcing my awareness into the sea space body, which eye to the eyes to produce a real number body from the eye to the eye process. Which then gives you a physical vehicle which is not made of flesh, but in fact is made from pure eye to the eye, and can be thought of as a super solid poltergeist body. So one can see with this technology, we are building the capability for super soldiers, not only to be able to use their death to poison the country that they're invading, but also to use this super soldier technology, the minus eye to the eye, to start deleting from their enemy soldiers. So, for example, the glorious Chinese army, when they get super soldier technology, can start deleting from the American and NATO military and Indian military using minus eye to the eye, and adding to their capability in the same way that I have gotten the ability to go into sea space and build my sea space body from the Rothschilds. They can simply do to the American NATO archetype exactly what I did to the Rothschild archetype. Steal it. Steal all that complex number, lovely energy, and then put a hellspace, damned archetype as the archetype of the American military and NATO. Of course, the video where I spend 3 sessions explaining using simple Colin Bloy technology how to do this can be scaled up. And with my expertise, of course, it's child's play to destroy the US military's archetype, NATO's archetype, the Indian military's archetype, the Japanese military's archetype, and use that energy to build a new sea space super soldier archetype body for, say, the Chinese military or the Russian military. And these super soldiers then will also have the capability of minus eye to the eyeing their enemy to delete, and eye to the eye to add to their enemy's madness, cowardice, complete mental breakdown, suicidal incompetence and stupidity, as was experimented on with the American filth in their warships, where they were running aground as I test-fired this technology on the American scum. We had a series of American fucktard captains destroying their warships, running them aground, or colliding with super slow freighters. All of this technology showing that super soldier technology is the way forward for any country that wishes to upgrade its wetware into sea space. Now, of course, I haven't invented this from nothing. We know the shamans of old, if you read The Art of Dreaming, converted their energy body from pillar-like energy body, which humans of old had. The ones now, before I processed them, had much smaller round energy bodies, to the line energy body. The line energy body is created by moving the manifestation of your being from real number space to complex number space. Now, it gets even worse because, of course, we've got the Higgs mechanism that adds mass to the massless physics. And one can see that the Higgs mechanism is I to the I, where the Higgs particle and Higgs boson, I to the I themselves in five-dimensional space, to produce mass. So one can see that the mass of the real number body doesn't come from real number mathematics, but comes from I to the I complex number space, with the Higgs boson and the Higgs particle I to the I-ing each other in five-dimensional space, hence light, the medium of light, changing dimensionality from the fifth dimension, which is light, gravity is in the fifth dimension called light, to the fourth dimension, a 90 degree angle change to produce mass, with the Higgs particle losing mass and the Higgs boson, which is massless, gaining mass, all by the I to the I mechanism in five-dimensional space. So one can see why I use crystals, because crystals naturally get you into five-dimensional space because of the piezoelectric effect and the sparking. And if you put I to the I technology into a crystal, which is the free space, which is I, which of course is 90 degrees, one then has the requisite five-dimensional to four-dimensional technology of the Higgs boson, Higgs particle, to produce mass in the real number vehicle. So for you non-physicists, what it means is your real number body is massless. The mass of your body comes from complex number space, and therefore if you manifest your body entirely from complex number space, your body can then use Higgs field mass in a way that your real number body can't. Which means then you can simply use your complex number body like Dr. Manhattan, move by translation to the Rothschilds, squeeze a Rothschild heart like Annabel Rothschild, and kill it. Or go to her friend Lucy Helmore, put your hand in its mind, tweak its amygdala, pleasure plane center, to total pain, so it blows its brains out. These, of course, are linked by their love for fashion, double ram's horn. So you can download your own death into London to destroy the British in the process. One is the anti-good Annabel Rothschild, the evil, the negative spiral of total evil, is Helmore, who blows her brains out. And in the process, my death is downloaded again into Britain via the ram's horn, poisoning the British ley line system to destroy Britain. So as one can see, Britain is now being destroyed by Brexit, and the population is going super violent and feral. We had the burning of a little black boy in gang-related violence. So one can see fighting World War III has gone simply from dropping nuclear weapons and bigger planes and bigger ships and bigger tanks and better versions to fighting World War III, which is using exotic physics created by Tony Stark Refact to make a better world for himself and an infinitely worse world for the Western filth, who of course have been desperate to slowly torture him to death and make his life a living hell. So one can see life has become immense fun for Tim Tony Stark Refat with super soldier technology, and I'm off to the Far East end of October to build new and more evil and vicious weapon systems in Vietnam using the glorious Vietnamese super soldier being the epitome of the best in human soldiers, to build new weapon systems to turn the West into Mad Maxville. Enjoy it.